Today, Shira Bishop Ruyemi is the last Simon in Hilchos Sukkah, Simon Tafresh Mandalit, Seder HaHalel Kol Yemei Achag. The Halel for all the days of Chag, of Sukkot. Here we go. Shachris Achag Chazaras HaTfila, Noitlin HaLulav Mavarkin HaTfila HaLulav. At Shachris after the Chazaras HaShas, one takes the Lulav and recites the Bracha of HaTfila HaLulav, B'Shachiyanu and Shachiyanu, V'Goymin HaHalel, and he completes the entire Halel. Meaning he says a full halal as opposed to a chatzi halal. And this, unlike Pesach, is all the days of Sukkot, all 8 days, all the 7 days of Sukkot, as well as Shmini Atzeres. He says the bracha is ligmores halal. Now we know that's not our nusach. We say lekroes halal. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Pashtus Sfardim, they will say this nusach of ligmores halal, as the Shulchan Aruch says. Bein tzibur, bein yachid. Whether you're saying the halal tzibur, or whether you're saying it by yourself, yachidus, you say the bracha on the halal. Bein tzibur, bein yachid. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sukkot and Aleph Shachris. The Torah Isa de Mashkimim. In the Torah writes that a person goes ahead and on Sukkot he should get up early to daven Shachris on Sukkot, even if you don't normally daven Asikin. You should get up early on Sukkot. Who we shum visa makdim in the mitzvah. The time is the lulav. It's the added reason to daven early because it's visa makdim in the mitzvahs of lulav. That a person should be zealous, and hasten to perform a mitzvah known as visa makdim in the mitzvahs. Sif. Katan. Beis achar chazaras hatfila after chazaras hashas. Ein omrim kel na b'yom rishon the Sukkot. He says we don't say the piyut of kel na on the first day of Sukkot. Yomim komo az haysa chaniyais Sukkah. We substitute it with the piyut az haisa chanayas sukkah, which is also shugamkein shir b'shevach kmo kelna, which is also a shira and a song of praise like kelna. Now, this kelna lo'olam tareitz lo'olam tukdash, this piyut is recited by the chazan in the repetition of the chazaras hashas before kedusha. So Mishnah Berurah here is stating that on the first day of Sukkot, the Chazan does not say this piyut, but instead he says the piyut of Az Haysa Chaneyas Sukkah. This piyut is preferred since it deals with the concept of Sukkah as opposed to Kelna, which is a general phrase that introduces Kedusha. And he says, B'makkoim shem mahapchin ha-seder k'shachal b'shabbos yom rishon, and in a place where they reverse the order when Shabbos falls down the first day of Sukkot, Az Raylomar Kelna b'yom rishon v'lo yom sheni. Then it's appropriate to recite Kelna on the first day, and not on the second day. Ba'olam lo nagu kein, and the olam are not noeg to conduct themselves in this way, because the fishavo yadu taimel shadavar. Okay, because they did not know the reason that kelna is not really usually recited on the first day of Sukkot. People think that we never say kelna on the first day of Sukkot. However, the truth, the reason we did not say it is because it is replaced by az haisa. And therefore, when Az Haisa is not said, Kelna should be said. Again, we're not knowing in any of this baklal. Speak to, I guess, the Yekis. Sif katam gimel alatilas lulav v'shefiyanu. So he makes the bracha of alatilas lulav and shefiyanu after the chazaras ha-shas. He takes the lulav in his hand, and he makes the bracha of alatilas lulav and shefiyanu. And after he makes the bracha of shefiyanu, he shakes the lulav. V'chei mashem asim tafesh v'nalav, said, hey, and here, Shechiyanu Zeh, who al Kima Mitzvah. This Shechiyanu is not on the day of Yom Tov at all, Sukkot. It's purely on the Kima Mitzvah of Lulav. Yalkein Afdiyat Mo Malayla Vera Shechiyanu. Therefore, even though the night before he made the Barak of Shechiyanu, Sham Haya al Mitzvah Sukkah, there the Shechiyanu was on two different things. On the Sukkah, Ve'al Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov. Zeh al Mitzvah Lulav, this is specifically for Mitzvah Lulav. If not al Lulav Yom Rishon, the person took the Lulav on the first day of Sukkot. The Lo Berach Shechiyanu. But he said the Barak of al Mitzvah Lulav, but he didn't say the Barak of Shechiyanu. Yachal Levera Kol Shiva. He can make the bracha shachiyanu all 7 days. Emashi yiskar, whenever he remembers. However, dafka b'shas betilas dafka. Specifically, when he's taking the lulav, because he can't make the bracha of shachiyanu on lulav if he's not doing the mitzvah lulav. Then beirach b'yom rishon, shuvei levarach b'yom sheni shachiyanu. If he made the bracha on the first day, he does not make the bracha the second day shachiyanu. Even though we repeat the shachiyanu for the yom tov of Sukkot both days, here we do not repeat the bracha of shachiyanu on lulav, because you can say the bracha of shachiyanu on a lulav that's put together even as we said before Yom Tov, like the same way you can make a Shekhiyanu on the making of a sukkah, you can make it on the making of a lulav. So even if it wasn't really Yom Tov yet, the first day, because it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, the possibility is that maybe the first day wasn't really sukkahs. Doesn't make a difference. The Shekhiyanu was still meaningful on the first day, even if misafek, right? We say, maybe it wasn't really the first day. Doesn't make a difference because the Shekhiyanu was meaningful. Sifkan Dalit, b'chein kol shmonas yimei achag. Same thing applies to all 8 days of sukkahs that we say the full hallel. V'lo ani kachol amod pesach. And it's not like kachol amod pesach. The Dalit, we skip parts of it. We only say achatzi hallel. The mishum of the sukkahs kol yom chashuk yom tov b'nei atzmo. Because each day is a separate yomtov in and of itself. A separate, distinct, not like one long Yom Tov like you have by Pesach. It gets a distinct Yom Tov quality each day. Because there's a different karbonis are brought each day. The pariachat are different each day of Sukkot. So this day is different than the day before it. Sifkat Nhei, Mavarchin Ligmor, and the bracha is Ligmor. Ayin Lael Simen Tapei Chesiv Aleph, Dagda, and Ramah, Shem, Dimdina Senu, in our places. Hamina Gavarach Likro Sahalel Bayein BeMishne Brura Sham, and check out the Mitzibur Sifkat Nva Bein Mitzibur Bein Liyachid. Whether you're making saying the Hallel in the Tzibur or you're selling it by yourself, you say the full Hallel. Why is he saying this? Rotz Lomar Sifkat Nva V'Lo Abi Kibor Rosh Chodesh. It's not like Rosh Chodesh Afal Moed Pesach. The Lakana Poskim, because when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Afal Moed Pesach, there are Poskim that actually hold Ein Mivarchin Az Ala Hallel. You don't say the bracha. Right? Those that don't say the bracha, if you go to Sfarim Shuls. Even some Ashkenazi shuls in certain places follow the Pesachim that say you don't make the bracha on Hallel when you, okay, I feel with Tzibur. Even in a Tzibur, who would proudly Yachid, and for sure by a Yachid. Because there are those that say that when it comes to the bracha of Hallel, on Chatzi Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh, and the second days of the later days of Pesach, that you would say a bracha in the Tzibur, but you wouldn't say a bracha when you are in your home. This all has to do with the issue that the Shem HaHalel who rak minag shekel Yisrael, because there, when it comes to Chatzi Halel, it's only a minag to say Halel, ala b'zeh medina, this medina, and therefore you say the bracha, bein liyachid, bein betzibur, the bracha l'kulei alma, everyone holds, bein letzibur, bein liyachid, you make the bracha. Then he says, ve'im ha'sikibo elekadera shalom kriyashma. And when it comes to making hafsakas and interruptions, you are allowed to, the Iker Adin, make the types of hafsakos, and interruptions like my Kriyashma. The Emtza Shol Me'ayira, in the middle of a particular paragraph, you can greet the Me'ayira, based on Yira, fear, Umeshit, but you can respond for people of Kavod and Be'a Kavod. Ubeina Prakim, in between the different Prakim paragraphs of Halel and Kriyashma, Sholom and Be'a Kavod, you can go ahead and you can greet for kavod, people of deserving kavod, umeshiv, and you could respond shalom the chol adam. You can respond to a greeting to everyone. Now we know that we're not you can do this today, okay? Because people understand things like that, but it follows the same principles. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ches. Sorry, Sifkat Zayin Ein Mafsikin. Kasa b'chay adam klal kumam ches shemavi lo lulav etza. Now there is one practical ramification of this, of the significance between Bein Aprakim and Emtza Aprakim, is that if someone brings you a lulav in the middle of Hallel, the Emtza Hallel, Mutalo Hafsik Ben Abrach. You can make a Hafsik and say the Bracha of the Lulav in between the different paragraphs of Hallel, the Hainu Bein Mizmor, the Mizmor, between the different paragraphs, and you can actually, Levar, have to make the Bracha on the Lulav in between. Ela Kedera Shamu B'Kriya Shema, you go ahead and you follow the same breaks that you can make there in Kriya Shema. Hakol Levuar La'el, Vesimen Taf Pei Ches, everything is clarified there in Sim Pachet Taf Pei Ches, Linyan Hallel, Vishnei Yomim Harishonim. Shall Pesach the Gomer Bo Hallel. There, we discussed this earlier with respect to Hallel on the two first days of Pesach. And there, we are Gomer the Hallel. We say the whole Hallel. The Lo Kaflu, Lo Kfalo Hacha, Ela Lashmin. The only reason why he repeats it here is to teach us the Besukkah Shav B'Zel Adina Kol Shmona Seyalim. He's only bringing this up because he wants to distinguish between Sukkot and Pesach. That here, the interruptions between the Prakim are the same as we have on the first day, we have on the second day, third day, fourth day. And for us, even Simchas Torah is part of this, the Gamba, because even on that, you go ahead and you say the whole Hallel, do Savek Shmini, because Simchas Torah is a Savek of the eighth day. And Sifkat and Tess, the Emsa Shalom, the Chule, Beir, Kol, Advarim, Elul, Adsof, Asimak, Mavur, Asimak, Tapechas, Beshaburjan, is all stated, the whole idea of the interruptions between the Prakim and in the middle of the Prakim is all discussed over there. Continuing the Shulchan Aruch, this as well is discussed there, but he repeats it again here. In Pasak, the Emsa, the person stops in the middle of Hallel, Shah, Afil, Gedei, Ligmar, Eskulo. He makes an interruption, and he makes a break, and he takes a break, even the amount of time to go ahead and finish the whole Hallel. He only has to go back to the place where he took the break. And he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Hallel. And again, the more of these pratim, he went through this all. You can go back to the Mishnah Berurah's online in Tough Pei Ches. Mishnah Berurah there. Finally, Sifbeis, Bahalel, Afilo Asara, Kari Ke'echad. Finally, the halacha is by Hallel. Even 10 people can recite it on behalf of others. There's a principle in halacha that when something is being recited, for others to hear and fulfill their obligation, two or more people cannot recite it together. The reason is that it's very difficult, we said, for the listeners to concentrate on one voice over the other, and they'll therefore not hear the recital properly. However, there are certain recitals that are very precious to people, as we already pointed out, and they pay extra attention to it, so that even if many people are reading together, the listeners will hear, and they'll hear the recital clearly. Therefore, these recitals may be said by two people at the same time. The Shulchan Aruch here says that Hallel belongs to this category, and it could even be done by 10 people. The Mishnah Berurah says, okay, in other places, other examples can be that two people can recite Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif, or read the Megillah on Purim, unlike by Kriyas HaTaira, because he's not special to people. The Mishnah Berurah, though, points out there, in Tough Pei Ches, it is better for two people not to recite Kiddush at the same time when saying it on the behalf of others. Ayin Sham Ad Kan V'lo Yoser.